guy that some people said that you really liked. Can you kind of walk us through the machinations of he's there at 14, we go back, did you have a good idea you were coming back to 18 to get him?
Yeah, Jair is a guy that we've targeted all along. I mean, we've liked him really from the outset. The guy's a really good football player. He was nicked up a little bit this year, as you guys well know. He's a guy that is a team captain. He's very much a competitor. I think you can see that in his play. He's twitchy. He's got really good ball skills. He's a guy that can play inside, outside. He's a guy that's a very good punt returner when he gets his hands on the ball. So I say that to say, to answer your question, you know, I'll let Brian speak in terms of the moves. I think it's probably more appropriate for him in terms of talking about moving up, moving back, that kind of thing. What I can sit here and tell you is we are really excited to get Jair. He's a very good football player. He's got the right makeup. He's the kind of person that we want to add to the locker room, and he's going to be a guy that can really help us on the field. So.
Can he play on the outside, in the slot? Can he move around, play a lot of different spots?
We feel that way. We think he's versatile. You know, he can run. He's a 4-3 guy. He's got really good twitch and lateral agility. So we do think he can play inside. He's very instinctive. He's competitive. He'll tackle you. So we think that skill set lends to him playing both inside and outside.
A big playmaker?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, he's going to have to come in here and compete like they all do and get in there with the group that we have now. But we do, you know, we absolutely feel like he's a playmaker both on defense and special teams as a return man.
He stands below that standard height threshold that you guys have used for a long time. Is there any concerns about that, or was that a consideration?
You know what, we felt good about the player. You know, that's Not a huge concern.
How about the injuries part of it? Those are a concern?
No. I mean, you know, he was nicked up. That happens. We felt good about the whole situation. We feel good about the guy. We feel good about him. Durability overall. He didn't, you know, miss some time this year. But we thought, you know, given the process through the spring, when you watched his workout in Indianapolis and there – guy was back to 100%, and we feel really good about what he's going to bring.
You talk a lot about his role as a returner. Could you tell how did that role over the years? And did you see progress over the years?
I missed the first part. I'm sorry.
He talked a lot about his pride about being a returner.
Right.
Obviously, he knew that was going to add to his value
right.
as well. Could you tell us about the progress you saw of him as a returner the last 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that when he gets his hands on the ball, he can do something with it. He's aggressive. He's got vision. He sees the field. He's got the speed. He can hit the home run. I think he catches it clean. You know, he's a guy that he's a playmaker when he gets his hands on the ball. And so that's a different element that he brings. And we're excited. You know, well, again, Trevor did a nice job for us last year. He'll have to come in here and compete. But it's definitely, he's in terms of value, you're talking about a guy who can play inside, play outside. You know, he's got value as a return man. So, again, just really excited about the player as a whole.
Someone that shows up and you watch him after the play, he runs pretty hot. Like, he's not afraid to talk at guys and get in guys' faces after a play. Is there any concern there?
No. I mean, that's to be quite honest, that's something that attracted us to him. He's scrappy. He's competitive. You know, you guys asked a question earlier about the height. Is he as tall as some others? No, he's not. But I think when you watch the tape, you see that he doesn't play like a little guy. He's very competitive. He gets in people's business, and you know he talks a little bit, but most corners do.
Hi, Derek. How does that straight line speed show up in his game?
I think you can. You know, very few corners when they play the game, when the ball's in the air, can you feel them close space? He's one that when you watch him play, you can feel him close space when the ball's in the air, both playing forward and backward. Kid can run, you know, and on top of that, he's quick. And he can change directions and do those things. So he's, again, just excited about the skill set as a whole. We think he's got the makeup to be a high-caliber player. And again, he's a good kid. You know, he's very competitive. He's tough. He's, again, voted team captain. His teammates like him. He was a leader there. Everybody there speaks highly of him. So, you know, as excited as we are about the player on the field, we're also excited about what he's bringing to the locker room, and that's important.
John Eric, when you first met him personally, what was your first impression of him from a personality standpoint, just that type of interaction?
Very outgoing, confident, well-spoken kid. You know, he's got a confident air about him, which is it's a good thing for any player. It's a very good thing for a corner. Yeah, he's an impressive kid. You know, there's nothing when you meet the kid that would hold you back.
John, did they play him exclusively outside? I know you think he can do both. I'm just wondering what he did the majority.
He did a little bit of both. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about this past year or in his career?
Well, in his career.
Yeah, he's played inside and outside. Yep.
What was the injury you suffered, and what was the med check like? I mean, were your guys sure?
I apologize, and not to be rude, but it just not going to get into the medical up here on kids, you know, specifically. If he wants to talk about that when he gets up here, he can do it. But I'll tell you that we felt good about him as a whole, you know, to take him, to draft him.
Couple more?
I know it was just one game from a couple years ago, but that 2016 game against Clemson, against Deshaun Watson, a couple picks, are they going to fumble there? Just how much of it does a game like that matter in the whole grand scheme?
It big time, because, you know, that was obviously at the time Clemson was rolling pretty good, and they had a bunch of playmakers, and, you know, he showed up under the bright lights under a bunch of really good players, and so that, you know, that again, that was something that attracted us to him. And I think if you look at his career as a whole, you see that. He's a guy that you know, when and in the big games, he shows up. He makes plays, and you know, it's a good quality to have, really good quality to have.
When you invest in Kevin King last year with your top pick, now you do this, how do you feel about what you've got right now, plus the old guys that you brought back? What do you think?
We feel good about it. You know, Kevin's coming along nice from the shoulder. He's done a great job rehabbing. He's conditioning and running and working out with the guys, and looks good. You know, Tremont's back, and he's been, you know, he's a pro's pro, and he's a guy that has done a really good job in his short time back, kind of getting those guys together and working through technique, and a leader. You know, those guys look up to him. He's done it at a high level for a long time. And so, you know, again, Jair will have to come in here and compete. Nothing's given in this league, and nothing's given here in Green Bay. You got to come in and earn your keep. We feel like he'll do that, and he'll fit in nicely with the group. But to answer your question, yeah, we're excited to get him. We feel like he'll fit nice with Kevin and Tremont and the other guys that we have, and throw them all in there and see what shakes out.
I know you said he plays bigger than his size or whatever, but does it make it easier to draft a shortish guy because you have Kevin, who's 6'3" and 32-inch arms?
I don't think you look at it like that. I think you're trying to find good football players, and he fell into that category. You know, I mean, it's yeah. I mean, he's a really good football player, but no, we didn't take that into consideration. We just felt like he was a guy that brought a lot to the table as a player and as a person, so we took him.
Well, along those lines, though, is it nice to have contrasting styles, maybe like those guys have, as far as maybe facing different receivers? You got different corners to go up against them.
I mean, you could look at it like that. I mean, sometimes when you're talking about a guy playing in the nickel, sometimes it can be a benefit to maybe be a shorter, lower, compact, quicker change of direction guy. But I think overall, at least with us, you know, we're always trying to find good football players, and you throw them in the mix and see how they fit. We don't get too much into how they contrast with one another, to be honest with you.
It's said that he has long arms for his frame. Are you confident that when he needs strength, he's pretty good at getting off jams, or just what you've seen so far?
He does. He's aggressive. When he's up close to the line of scrimmage, you know, I think he's a guy that he knows he can run. He's got quick hands. Like I talked about earlier, he's scrappy. He's a guy that can stay square on guys and mirror guys at line of scrimmage, and he can flip, turn, and run with guys. So that skill set allows him to be confident and competitive when he's playing up close, even though he's not the tallest guy in the world. If that makes sense.
Is there a corner you've had here who's been as fast as him or similar type of quickness or speed?
I mean, we've had some guys here that could run. You know, obviously Sam Shields could run. You know, I mean, Tremont, you know, could run when he was a younger player and still can, but, you know, obviously he's been around for a long time now. I would say Sam comes to mind. Now, I'm not comparing the players, just to be clear, but when you're talking about just sheer speed, yeah, I mean, they're in the same category.
Thank you.